ABC Radio Australia.
As the United Nations International Seabed Authority prepares to begin its second week of meetings in Jamaica, the pressure is building for the ISA Council to impose regulations allowing for the world's oceans to be mined. Among those pushing for the change is Nauru. Other Pacific nations like Fiji are calling for a moratorium on seabed mining. The Metals Company, which has a mining joint venture with Nauru, is calling for environmental group Greenpeace to be stripped of its observer status at the Council, after protesters boarded a deep-sea mining research vessel last year. So joining us this morning from Kingston, Jamaica, is Hawaiian elder Billy Kaha'ohalahala, better known as Uncle Sol, of the Papahanao Mokuakea Marine National Monument Advisory Council and Native Hawaiian Cultural Working Group. With that, I say aloha, Uncle Sol.
Hi, aloha from far away.
Yes, absolutely. But thank you again for joining us this morning. You know, you're with the Greenpeace International Delegation. I'm just wondering, has the International Seabed Authority made its decision on whether it will remove Greenpeace's observer status there from the Council?
On Friday, the discussions came to an end and a conclusion, and there was no decision coming about from the ISA. So we don't expect that that Greenpeace will be sanctioned by any kind of removal at this point. Yeah.
Okay, but if so, is there any expectation as to when that could happen, though?
No, I don't think that any of the members seated here want to intervene in the processes that have already been decided by the legal authorities. While there was discussion and there was, a push by Nauru to try and get the council to make a decision, I think the body is deciding that it should not be involved in that kind of decision as part of the responsibility of the council.
Yeah. I know I'd said it earlier in the introduction there, Uncle Sol, Greenpeace's protest. I understand the boarding of that scientific research vessel was being used as one of those reasons, right, for the organization to be removed. Do you believe that was a good enough reason, though?
No, I think Greenpeace has made a strong case that it was doing what it believed to be its right for freedom of speech and expression, and they presented their case before everyone, and even within, I believe, the Dutch courts about their safety protocols, and that the need for freedom of speech needs to be allowed, whether it's on terrestrial or marine areas, and that is an important kind of thing for us to maintain, so that the people will have an opportunity to be able to protest, even as far away as the largest ocean, with no real access by the civil society. So without people like Greenpeace, there would be no way of us knowing what is happening in the great ocean of which we belong to.
So can you just clarify that you are confident that there could be no removal of Greenpeace at this stage?
Yes, I'm confident that they will not be removed. Yeah.
Thank you for that. For Pacific countries like Nauru, we've got Cook Islands and even Tonga, who really support deep-sea mining, it is seen as a way to boost their economies and therefore we think about improving lives. Why should they not go ahead and develop themselves?
Well, I come to this body from a perspective that is part of Oceania. I am an indigenous native Hawaiian, and we have a connection based on our genealogy that says that we emerge from the deep sea. And then in the very few lines of our chant and our story or song, it says that we emerge from the deepest depths of the ocean, and that our eldest or the first creature to be created is the ukukoakoa, and for us is the coral polyp. So when you look at the fact that we are tied to these ecosystems, we have an inherent responsibility for the care of these spaces. So for me, it's quite clear as an Indigenous Hawaiian that my responsibility is to care for all ecosystems that lead me all the way back to the eldest of our ancestors, which is in the deepest part of the ocean. And therefore, I bear that responsibility. We are ocean people, no different than the Cook Islands and Tonga, who are seeking now at Nauru to make decisions about their own national waters. And in this case, moving across their own authorities into international waters. But I want to appeal to the fact that we are all still ocean people, and we belong to the same ocean of which this activity is being proposed. So I would call upon countries like Nauru, the Cook Islands, and Tonga to be reminded that their decisions are going to have an impact on all of us. And so should they be allowed to make those kinds of decisions that are going to impact not just their countries for potential, what they believe is gains and revenues, at the cost of perhaps destroying what I would say intrusion into the creation of life itself as we speak about it from our own genealogy. And that should they be able to just make decisions with no consideration of their own brothers and sisters of Oceania? So I would like to appeal to them to give that kind of discussion and consideration thought in this body that they sit in. I am not a sitting member of this body, but I am a member of Oceania. And until such time that, the seat for Hawaii is filled in this international body, I can only be thankful that I'm able to express it as an observer in the body that is about to make decisions about the deep sea. So we are one people, we live in one ocean, and we should be able to talk to each other about what that implication means for all of us. You know?
Mahalo for that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening in to Pacific Beat. I'm your host, Aggie the Bomb, speaking with Hawaiian elder and member of the Greenpeace International Delegation, Uncle Sol. Well then, really, is there an alternative to deep sea mining for these small Pacific countries?
Well, we are at a time in this global earth needing to look at what we're all terming as climate change. And if I look at my own source of creation, so my alternative is part of a saying that we say, ikawa mamua, if you're going to go forward, ikawa mahope, then you must go backward. And by that I mean is that we need to go back to take a look at some of our own beginnings. And if from a Hawaiian traditional cultural perspective, through our chant called the Kumulipo that says that if we keep all things in balance from the creation of the first creatures into the vertical column of the ocean, into the nearshore waters, into the lands, into the hills, and even taking flight into the sky, we the people have an opportunity to help support it because we belong to these ecosystems. And I believe that we are not here, we are not ushered into this place we call Honua, the earth, to have dominion or dominance of all things, that we are part of it. And if we don't see ourselves as part of it, then we will see ourselves as being dominant over all things, and then we can direct and we can do whatever we want. I take a different approach to that. And to me, if we reversed some of those kinds of policies and thinking, what would happen if we gave places like the Pacific, Oceania, a place for creation to continue its processes that deal with carbon sequestration, that produce oxygen, that are part of the food web, that give us an opportunity to live? And would that make a difference moving forward? And I believe that there is that kind of possibility. And perhaps that should be where we might focus our journey forward, rather than looking at it as just commodities and places for extraction. We should look at it for places that need protection to give us all life, not just indigenous people from Oceania, but for the Honua, for the earth itself, you know. So for me, that's a clear responsibility that is difficult in this time, because we're dealing with policies that have already been created, and we have never been a part of those policy creations. So coming in at this point at a body like this seems to be very awkward, because we're coming in when we're expected to fit within the structure of laws that have been made with no inclusion by our indigenous people. And I can speak especially for myself as an indigenous Hawaiian, we have never sat at the table when these policies were being decided upon. And so we come now, you know, and better now than not at all.